Welcome to the Andy Social Podcast. My name is Andy, and this is a very special episode. It's a bit of an in-between episode. And the whole basis of this episode is I wanted to, let me just take it back a step. I don't normally promote other people's products or services or anything new that somebody's got to promote. I think if people are coming on here with the intention to promote something, I'm not as keen usually. I'd rather just have a conversation with somebody and then, you know, after the fact, if they do have something interesting that they're involved with, then I'll help them out and plug that. But this is an exception. This is a special one. Now, me being a hopefully a future startup investor, I'm always looking out there to see what's cutting edge and what's going to be changing the world in the future, especially with the exponential change of technology and all the different changes to our day-to-day lives. And a couple of guys took my eye not too long ago, and these guys had formed a company called Rat Shit Industries. Now, I'll spell rat shit just so you can get the spelling correct, because otherwise you might end up at a very different website. So it's RATSCHITTE Industries. Now, you can find Rat Shit Industries on, they've got a YouTube channel, and they've also got a Facebook page. Now, because they're new and they're a bit of a startup, they're trying to find their feet. They're trying to get a bit of exposure. And I must say, I was quite blown away when the guys have released their first product. And I mean first product, there's more than one. And they've been doing, I guess it's a bit popular over the last couple of years of doing crowdfunding campaigns. And, you know, these guys are doing the same thing as well, which is quite a logical step in that early development stage, looking for the general public to support what they are up to, I should say. So far, the guys behind Rat Shit Industries, who are Thomas and Gurdon, have been working really hard and have put out three products to date. And I guess part of the whole startup thing is that you're always pitching ideas and hoping that one of them eventually sticks. And whilst the first two campaigns for their first two products they weren't successful, the third one is currently a live campaign. So listen to this episode and hear what Thomas and Gurdon have to say, and hopefully their pitch will really sort of, I guess, get you over the line and get you convinced to invest into their product. I think we all can, with the ease of crowdfunding, that we can contribute a very small amount and really invest in the future of some newly appointed entrepreneurs and hopefully support them to develop more and more products and help the world around them. Now, Thomas and Gurdon have, as I said, three products that they've created so far, with many more in the pipeline. So I'll quickly run through them and I will get to the episode in a tick. I know I like to stall as long as I can. Now, the three products are the Role Reverser, Knob to Handle, and the latest one is the Fidget Spanner. Now, I will ask you guys to do one thing before we kick off this little special in-between episode. I need you guys to go to YouTube, and if you're on your phone or you're in front of a computer, just pause this podcast just for a few minutes and have a quick look over at the Rat Shit Industries YouTube page, or if you Google the Role Reverser, or you Google Knob to Handle, or you Google the Fidget Spanner, and watch the video. Now, it'll only take a few minutes, won't take up a lot of your time, but I think it'll really give you some good context, and I think it'll make this special in-between episode a lot more informative and helpful for you, because you'll be able to visualize exactly what Thomas and Gurdon are talking about. So once again, it's the Role Reverser, Knob to Handle, and the Fidget Spanner. Now, I'm going to have the videos and all the links over at andysocial.net as well. So if you want to make it really easy, you can just go straight to my website. And in the show notes for this episode, I'll have everything in there as well. I'll also put a link to the crowdfunding campaign for the third product, the Fidget Spanner, which seems to be doing quite well so far. And there's a lot of testimonial videos that the general public have put up about these products. And as I said, I'm really invested in being interested in being a startup investor sometime down the track when I have a little bit of cash flow. So things such as this really spike my interest. So enough of this. I'll hand it over to Gurdon and Thomas, who I just recently caught up with in Melbourne at one of their small workshops where they sweat over on a daily basis to try and get these products up and running. And I was really impressed with their facilities and the amount of money and time that they're investing out of their own pocket to really, I guess, make these dreams come reality. So enough of me. I'll leave it to them. Please enjoy this episode with Thomas and Gurdon of Ratchet Industries. So here I am in Melbourne. I'm here with a couple of startup entrepreneurs, Thomas and Gurdon, and of Ratchet Industries.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much for taking your time to have a chat with me. And, to be honest, I'm quite chuffed to be here with three products that you guys have been pushing for the last several months. Actually, before you kick in right there, you've got three products and they've all been on the back of a Kickstarter campaign,
which
is quite, I think, very adventurous in this modern world.
Hectic. It's really quite hectic, this modern world.
Yeah, and I mean, we face problems every day.
And I'm very impressed. Although the Kickstarter campaigns haven't been terribly successful to date, the hype around them has been really, really inspiring for me, because I'm always looking to try and find new ways of being a freelancer. I'm trying to find ways to make money.
I'm sorry. I'm so upset.
Why are you upset?
It's been hard for us too.
It's been a roller coaster, to be honest.
It must be. I mean, it must be emotional, given the amount of money that you invest in these sort of things. And I mean, how did you two meet?
Funny.
Thomas has just left the room.
He's a little bit emotional today.
Yeah. We're all crying. I mean, it's quite a hard thing for me, because I've struggled personally with a lot of these things. I'm trying to get out of the office cubicle and trying to find a better way of life and doing things that are creative. And you guys are inspiring in that sense. So. I mean, anything that you guys can give as far as, you know, what was the motivation to getting started? How'd you guys meet?
Honestly, I'm really sorry. I thought I'd be able to keep it together today, but it's being the hard road that it's been on. It's just
Come on,
so...
If only there was video right now, you would see you just dropped the newest product in your line.
I don't think it's going to be a success.
Come on, Thomas. There's still time.
I don't believe in it.
No, there's 2 weeks yet. Enough people haven't seen the product yet.
To be honest, I almost put $1,000 on it yesterday.
Well,
I was in fear that somebody would see it and then deliberately try and meet the Kickstarter target. Then I'd have to pay $1,000 by the end of it. And I just didn't have that money. But
the want
was there.
So what we've put on the table, which no one can understand, is a thing called the Fadget Spanner. And we've put a lot of effort into this this product, haven't we, Gurdon?
That's right. I mean, it's cost so much time as well as money.
And the campaign's only just begun.
but we believe in this product, and we believe it will prevail. And
it's such a stressful time. That's what the problem is. It's such a stressful time.
I think I've come in at a very difficult time, and probably bad timing, where you're in the midst of trying to push a product which. In this time with startups and everyone with technology, you're looking to go down a different path to try and cut through the noise.
It's Yeah.
It's difficult.
And you only get 30 days with Kickstarter.
Yeah, it's hard.
So, you know, that's 30 days is the most stressful part.
Mm.
We come in bright-eyed and...
bushy-tailed.
I used to be bushy-tailed.
Come on, Thomas, keep it together.
Tail's not bushy anymore. So,
it's a pretty amazing product, I must say. Like, I watched a video the other day, and it was extremely dynamic in its design, and I'm wondering, like, all the applications that you mentioned in the video and how it can be used. Are you finding post-video and post-announcement of the product that you're finding that there's other people and other markets or opportunities that potentially you can market this?
For the Fadget Spanner.
Yeah, absolutely, for the Fadget Spanner.
See, we've been getting a lot of feedback that it's similar to a different product, which I don't want to say what it is, but that's some of the feedback that we've been getting. And people are saying that this thing's popular already. So we've been getting a few accusations. I can't remember what the question was. I apologize.
Well, I think really quickly to throw something in there to give you a bit of reassurance. The good thing about this product is it actually leaves your hand.
Yeah, well, that's...
And then with the right sort of momentum, you can bring it back to your hand. May not be...
Well, that's right. If you perform the waterfall,
I saw that.
That's a versatile trick. So that can go into numerous other tricks.
Yeah. Well, that's a good start. It's a jumping off point, really, isn't it?
It's a good
jumping off. Sorry, it was sensitive. It was a sensitive term. I shouldn't have used jumping off. I apologize, Gerdon.
Actually, sorry, I won't. Just on that, I mean, part of this is there's stories behind every product and business, and I assume with your emotion behind that comment that there's probably a story behind jumping off waterfalls.
Oh, so, don't. Yeah, please don't.
I'm sorry.
Gerdon's parents. Let's not get into that.
Okay. All
right.
Well, this is a very personal product for Thomas, because this is dedicated to Thomas, really.
Well, because my hands were fidgeting.
He was always fidgeting and fadgeting, and he just didn't know what to do with his hands when we were together.
Never. When we were working on, like, the role reverse. Could you get the role reverser out? Did you bring that for Andy?
Oh, well.
Yeah, yeah. That's the knob.
Oh, there's the knob to handle. We've got the knob to handle.
I can't believe
there.
I'm seeing Would this like in person. I'd love to touch it. And I'd love to touch the handle and the knob.
That's American White Oak that you're holding.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel the quality.
Yeah.
Right there.
And see the tapered black rubber knob socket there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see the quality of that. And just...
It's a firm knob socket is what we're saying.
Well, it changes with the weather, actually.
Oh.
It becomes firmer in the cooler.
Yeah, of course it does. I remember that.
Very first time.
Always has this very distinct... Just smell the knob socket. Smell the knob socket.
No. That's the handle, the knob socket, please.
My favorite
part. Sorry, I was getting emotional then.
Nice rubbery smell. Yeah.
It's just rubbery, isn't
it? It's genuine rubber.
Reminds me of camping.
Yes. And, you can make your whole house remind you of camping if you bought enough of them.
Mm.
I mean, unfortunately, it wasn't a successful campaign, but, you know.
Well, I guess on that note, obviously, you can't just disregard a product. I mean, the campaign wasn't successful, but no doubt you still got the inspiration, the drive to push these products.
Well, we haven't thrown it in the bin.
Very true.
It's here.
Very true. It's there in front of us. And
the proof's in the pudding.
The knob to handles.
Is what I always say.
It's here to stay.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's just a matter of time before people realize that.
That lotion is just a problem.
Especially with stiff knobs.
Yeah.
Do you have two of them?
No. We just made the one prototype.
So how do you share it amongst the two of you?
We go week by week. Like, I'll have it 1 week. And then that's why, actually, one of the reasons he brought it here tonight is because Saturday night's
time to swap it
transfer
over.
Night.
And the same with the...
same with that.
Yep, yep.
I mean, it'd make more sense if, like, you know, one of us had the knob to handle and then the other one had the role reversal. But for some reason, it worked out that
Dean holding onto all three.
Who? I don't know who you're talking about.
Is he the, who's that guy? Who? Dave, did you say?
But Dave. I think I said
D-Dave.
I think I said good.
We had a problem with this guy called D-Dave. Mm. He's on YouTube. We had a few after the role reverser.
Imposters or sort of just fabricated?
They
Was he Chinese?
No.
Okay.
We had a problem with a few people had, what's the word for it? Is it slanderous? Yes.
Okay.
That made some slanderous videos
about the role reverser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think they may have been jealous.
Mm.
I would have to put money on if I mean if I wasn't, you know, if that was the right thing to do morally, I'd put money on it. Unfortunately, morally, it's not. But if I was that type of if I was a gambling man, I'd put money on it.
It would make sense. It would make sense when you got three cutting edge products. It's natural that people are going to try and jump onto that and take it away, but use it in a way that, you know, initially discourage.
Well, yeah. I was really upset about it at first, and then Gurdon gave me some excellent advice.
That's right. I mean, if the guy, he was clutching at straws, I said, Thomas, look at this guy. He was clutching at straws, saying that he could make a better product than the role reverser by sticking a cigarette packet to the wall with some gaffer tape. And he was clearly just, I mean, look at the design of the role reverser.
I know, that's, I'm Marlboro impressed. Doesn't replace this.
No.
That's what you said. They were your words. Marlboro doesn't replace this. And I've actually got a tattoo of that since you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I inspired him.
On my lower back. It just says, Marlboro doesn't replace this.
Mm. Mm. And since that, that gave him the courage to carry on. And then that's when we got the knob to handle.
It's pretty amazing. Up and running. A pretty amazing journey so far. I mean, it's only a short space of time in like the last few months, really. I mean, but obviously,
these have been on the go for a number of years.
That's right. Well, the knob handle was half started, really, but we had a failed prototype from back in the day.
Let's not go into that though.
Okay, but a lot of trials and tribulations along the way and some failures, but that's obviously shaped.
Oh, not really failures, I wouldn't call them. No. I mean they've all been successful in their own way.
Absolutely.
In terms of, you know, we've grown as people.
Unsuccessful maybe in that it hasn't reached enough people yet. They don't know about it. That's all.
Well, that's
we identified a problem and we solved the problem.
Exactly. And I think that they're very successful products. I mean, you haven't used the role reverser yet.
But once you enjoy the benefits of the role reverser, you know the pain of walking into a bathroom, the toilet paper is flat against the wall and it's a real strain and it just causes stress that you don't need.
A lot of stress.
And you put the role reverser in your bathroom.
Because your wife was having a back and forth with your wife about that.
We nearly got divorced over it.
It was, stressful time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a problem being identified straight away.
But now we've got...
We could have only hoped, but...
The role reverser. Yeah. We don't even go to counselling anymore.
Mm.
Well, for those 2 weeks that I have the role reverser anyway.
Yeah. and then I have it.
And then you swap back and forth. Yeah. Well, just in the last 24 hours I've been in Melbourne, I've noticed that I'm staying in an Airbnb and the host has put the toilet roll on the reverse way. Yeah. And initially I just looked at him and went,
The host did that.
Yeah, well, whoever the person that owns.
And did you give them a, did they lose points on the?
Well, I haven't finished my time there, so I'll do a post review, but I'll
make sure you do.
I'll be writing in there that
a roll reverser.
Absolutely.
And link it to the campaign if you'd be so kind.
I absolutely will, because one thing that I noticed at the time was I just really struggled to get that toilet paper off the side of the wall. It was like there's a bit of static there and it's really hard and I'm like flicking it. And
you are preaching to the choir, my friend.
I mean, you both know. And all I'm thinking is if I had one of these here in my backpack, I could have just slammed it against the wall and then I would have been okay. And
you want to be respectful with it, but you can just pop it on there. Don't need to slam it on.
I mean, we carry this around. If it's my 2 weeks, I will carry this around with me.
Yeah.
And the knobbed handle as well.
Mm.
I think it's a great thing for backpackers when you think about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Mm. I mean, you never know what you're going to come across.
Because of the shape of it, you know those little side pockets of the backpack.
Yeah.
It just sits perfectly in there.
Yeah, and only the knob socket is visible.
Mm.
Gotcha. Very good. I mean, it's perfect when it comes to traveling. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are looking for life hacks when it comes to traveling and trying to find like easy and efficient ways to travel. And these are two straight away. I mean, I guess maybe if you can make them, well, actually, you don't need to touch them at all. They're versatile. They're easy to use.
Yeah, when I travel with the knob to handle, I mean, I do have to sacrifice carrying a bottle of water. Because it goes in the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean,
you got to prioritize.
I mean,
it's more important.
You can get into the places where water is with the knob to handle anyway. So
absolutely.
So when you're out and about, you don't really need to carry water with you because you can go into a place with water without having to get germs on your hand.
Yeah, and you cannot negotiate a stiff knob with a bottle of water.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Mm. You can't. You absolutely can't. And I think that's testament to the product itself.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a shame that it didn't get picked up on the Kickstarter campaign. However, I think it's more the exposure. And I think you both mentioned it earlier where it's just not enough people have seen it.
Well, that's why we're going out into the streets. I mean, with the knob handle, we went out into the streets with a knob board. I didn't bring the knob board with me tonight, but... Mm. To demonstrate.
Yeah, because you had your backpack on and the knob would have just been going straight into your back. We found it. That's so sad that we couldn't bring it. I wish we could have bring it. I'm sorry, Andy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Andy. We wanted to make this as good as possible for you.
That's okay. I'm happy with a bit of emotion because it's an important product. Actually, the whole thing that you guys are doing, actually, can I say really quickly, Ratchet Industries, which is the whole thing behind
RATSCHITTE.
Thank you.
INDUSTRIES. So
thank you. There's a lot of people out there that struggle with spelling. I was just wondering, what's the philosophy behind the business? Because obviously these are three products that people need. They're problems in the world. And I'm sure you can shed a bit of light on.
Well, we're inventors, and in this hectic modern world, we face problems
every day.
Mm.
So,
and here at Ratchet Industries, we consider ourselves
problem solvers.
That's right. Thank you, Thomas.
You're welcome.
So we identify problems and then we solve them.
Yeah. And what kind of people would we be if we were to just keep these things for ourselves? We want to share that with the world.
That's right. Yeah, we share. We are sharers.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are too busy worried about themselves, whereas the two of you are more worried about other people than yourselves, really. I mean, how's your health, both of you? I mean, you guys have been slogging it out for the last few years, but obviously in the last few months with these three products so quickly, Well, how are you both?
Oh, well, I'm in perfect health, thank you.
Mm. Okay. Physically.
Physically, yep.
Gurdon is just a perfect specimen. I'd probably go to the extent of saying.
Well, thank you, Thomas.
You're welcome.
Thank you for noticing.
That's good. And I think that's inspiration for a lot of startups and entrepreneurs out there that you can slog it out and work to all hours to try and get a product and a vision and a dream out there and still maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Mm. Well, physically, emotionally might be a different story. I mean,
well, I've been bursting into tears and I apologize for that.
Mm.
That's okay. I didn't think that was a weakness. I just thought you were very emotional about it.
I see it as a strength, Thomas.
Mm.
You're able to do that and you don't keep it inside, which is unhealthy.
I try to keep it inside. But
you
just comes
down.
No,
you should just let it out.
Well, if I were to let it out all of the times that I want to let it out, I think we'd be in a lot of trouble. I apologize. Sorry, I've said too much. Go ahead. You had questions.
Well, no, It's inspiring all the same. Before we wrap this up, and I'm conscious of your time because I know you're both very busy.
Well, yeah, we've got Fadget spanners to sell.
Mm, that's right. And we're gonna crack on with the headliner as well.
Mm.
So I'm gonna have some links on the show notes for my podcast. And moving forward, is there any hints of what's to come from Ratchet
Well,
Industries?
if we're successful with the Fadget spanner, then, you know, I'm sure there'll be, you know, maybe we'll do a Fadget spanner 2.0 if it's successful. I mean, like, if it gets funded, no one really stops with one success. You know, you just keep pushing forward.
Well, we thought maybe
I wouldn't want to go into too much detail. We haven't patented anything yet. I mean, the Fadget spanner, obviously. I mean, we tried. It didn't really pan out as we'd hoped it would, but
well, not yet. We still have time with the Fadget spanner, and once we get the message out there to enough people.
We won't need to patent it then, will we?
Mm.
If it's successfully funded, it's successfully funded. We all know what happened to the lady with that similar product that will remain nameless.
But I think there's a lot of flaws in that product itself. As I said, like this one doesn't leave. This one actually leaves the hand and comes back. So I think there's some benefits to it. And I'll put a link in the show notes for the video as well. I think the video is quite good.
Thomas, I mean, Gurdon and I, we haven't lost a single tooth with this product, unlike the other one that shall remain nameless.
That's right. And this one is not banned in any schools.
Exactly.
Mm.
That's a very good...
A big positive.
And with the safety cord that we've got on it, we actually didn't mention the safety cord in the video. So I might have to do an updated video soon.
Okay. A bit more education around the product,
More education around the product. Show some people how to do the waterfall. I mean, it's not as simple as it looks.
That's right. There's technique. Quite a lot of practice, as do all the other tricks,
really. I mean, that we did that, the trick in combination, which
hours painstaking.
That looked extremely difficult.
I've been practicing for a week.
I'd be looking for a PDF manual on that. So maybe if somebody purchases the product, they also get a PDF of some step-by-step.
We'd have to charge more for something like that. I mean, we're already just scraping through at the price. We're just trying to cover costs at this point. So, you know, please don't make us do a PDF.
No. Well, look, it's something to think about down the track, and maybe off the back of the demand, then you can look at that. But guys, I really appreciate your time, and it's really inspiring to see two healthy, young, amazing gents pushing hard in the startup world, and being in Melbourne, which is pretty much the next Silicon Valley, really.
I mean, you guys are at the forefront. We push hard. Gurdon pushes really hard. He's a hard pusher. He's the hardest pusher out of both of us.
Thank you, Thomas. Thank you for noticing.
It's just I feel privileged to have someone like you behind me in this
hectic and modern world.
Mm.
Yep,
Thomas, I will always be
thank you.
I'll always be behind you.
Thank
okay.
you.
I'll never stop pushing.
It's a great way to end it. Thank you both. And I'll put links on the show notes at andysocial.net. And thank you, both of you, Thomas and Gurdon, for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thomas, yeah. Would you like a glass of water?
Please.
Thanks, everyone. If you want to invest in the Fadget Spanner, head on over to Ratchet Industries on Facebook or the YouTube channel. There will be a bunch of links on there. I'll also have links over at andysocial.net as well. If you do want to search for Ratchet Industries, I believe it's facebook.com/ratchetindustries, and that's RATSCHITTE Industries, all one word. And you can find the links to the Kickstarter campaign for the Fadget Spanner. And look, you know, maybe go back and hit the guys up to see if there's a surplus of stock that they created for the roll reverser or knob to handle. And I'm sure the guys will be quite chuffed to hear from people that are enthusiastic about what they do. And as I mentioned in our quick chat, lots more to come in the future. And I think that sort of enthusiasm and drive is quite infectious. So I feel like tinkering away in my shed to try and make something amazing that can hopefully change the world for the better. So enough of me. I hope you enjoyed this quick special in-between episode. I'll be back with another episode of the Antisocial Podcast very soon. Until then, rate and review on iTunes, share these links around, and keep listening, and it's greatly appreciated. All right, guys. Bye-bye. You're a day. You're a-